Hello?
Oh, hi, Mr. Yang?
Yes, speaking.
Oh, hi, Mr. Yang. This is my name is Keith Johnson. I'm a reporter with American Free Press in Washington, D.C. And the
Okay.
purpose of my reason I'm calling is I've been doing a series of articles on individuals who have they populate the internet claiming that the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting was a hoax, and it was a government conspiracy and a false flag operation, and so on and so forth. And I've actually even interviewed one of the fathers whose son Noah was brutally murdered as well. Anyway, a lot of these people are engaged in cyber stalking, as at least in my estimation they have been. And it appears there's a article that has pretty much gone viral, or a claim that has been made by an individual by the name of Bridget Norris, who's connected to a Facebook page called Sandy Hook Hoax. And this has kind of taken off in all sorts of different directions, where they claim that a hat, the hat that was worn by the perpetrator of the shooting, Adam Lanza, that the hat was made later than the shooting actually occurred. And I guess they sent a email, or at least they alleged to have sent an email to one of your executives there, Leslie, I believe Humphreys. I'm not quite sure what her last name is,
Yes,
but they said it was Leslie.
that was Leslie Humphrey, and I double checked with her, and I went through my IT guys to check up on the outgoing email that she had written, and what Bridget Norris put on a website is not in accordance with the actual email that was sent out.
Oh, I see.
So
And yeah, that's what
Bridget
I kind of
Norris,
figured.
she
So Bridget Norris.
manipulated and she manipulated and changed the whole thing.
Okay. Can you tell me what part of the email is authentic and which part is untrue? Because it's quite lengthy.
The two things that I could just come up with is the date of the hat was purchased. I mean, we made the running change in 2014, not 2012, which was incorrect.
Okay. All right.
And
So,
then second thing is Leslie said she's been working here for 20 years according to the website, but she has been working here for only 9 years.
Okay. And so, are you familiar with the photographs that were sent over, for verification? I know the individuals that I've spoken with, I believe one of the gentlemen's, well, yeah, his name is C.W. Wade, and I believe you've received some other emails to get some verification on precisely the claim that has been made when they said that this hat that was worn by Adam Lanza. Have you had an opportunity to look at that photograph, the hat that Adam Lanza had worn? And can you tell me if that hat was manufactured prior to 2012 or in 2012?
Oh yeah, that I sent an email to Mr. Wade, and I could forward the email to you. That particular hat was made between 2005 until we made a running change in 2014.
2014. Okay,
Yeah.
fantastic. Is there a possibility that we can get a copy of the authentic email, not the one that was manipulated by Bridget or whoever it was that posted on the website, but the actual email that came from Leslie, just to, so that we can have a verification of what is true and what isn't. Now, these people, they're kind of an insert group, and they kind of had a close network of individuals that they speak with. But I mean, this has gotten out onto YouTube videos, this has gotten out into articles, and I'd like to be the guy who clears this up, so that when this issue is brought up, there's a explanation to it, that comes up as the top search rather than this fraudulent, manipulative information. Is there any way that you can send me a copy of the actual email that was sent to this Bridget Norris
Yes, I
and
could do
Leslie?
that. I could do that. If you can send me your email, then I could attach the file to you. So you could
Okay.
send me the email at brian@flexfit.com.
Okay, I'm sorry. Brian, can you say that again?
Brian, Brian, at flexfit.com.
Okay, brian@flexfit.com. I'm kind of breaking up there. I'm so sorry that I keep asking you to repeat that.
Yes,
Just one more time.
Brian. Yes, brian@flexfit.com.
Oh, okay, great. brian@flexfit.com. I will send that out. And would you be able to return that today? Or sometimes I'm kind of working on a deadline here, and I'd like to clear it up and exonerate your company from this implication or this suggestion that that you are on their side and saying, oh yeah, that this hat was manufactured after the shooting occurred. You know, they're trying to characterize you as an ally in all of this in their conspiracy theory, and I'd like to clear the air for you. So I'll send that along to you, Mr. Yang. I really do appreciate it. If you could send that copy along to me, I'll have this matter cleared up for you, and I'll send you a link to the article and everything.
Okay, sounds good. I'll do
Thank
that.
you, sir. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. Bye.